Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up,
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
Welcome, one and all.
Can you say welcome in German?
Willkommen.
I'm pretty sure that's right. And we've got Boss Benny, in the studio. Benny, you're German.
Guten Morgen.
We don't know the specific good mornings, good evenings.
So, yeah, guten Morgen is good morning. Auf Wiedersehen is like goodbye, good afternoon. Good Nacht is good night.
Guten Tag.
Guten Tag, yeah.
Ich liebe dich.
Yeah, well, he loves that. You've done that joke too many times.
It means I love you.
Yeah, I know, but you've done that. It's not the seventh time.
It's not a joke. I just said I love you because you're my boss.
He doesn't have a lot of original gear.
Okay, straight to Germany's, I've got one. We've heard it. Nah, let me do it again.
Ich liebe dich. I love you. Ben, is it true what they say about Germans? They've got massive personalities.
Huge personalities. Yeah, we love a good personality.
Do you like Eichbein?
What's that?
Pig knuckle.
Oh,
it's like those
one on
big
me.
Old
pork
knuckles.
No, pork knuckle's beautiful, but you got to do the full knuckle. Don't do a half. That just means you're an idiot. Just do a full big old pork knuckle.
Yum.
Not the first time.
Don't go half.
Wow.
What was that, Channy?
Nothing.
I shouldn't call you Channy. Ellie. Sorry.
Ellie. Yeah, we're on the radio now.
We're on the radio. I can't call you the pet names. Chaney. Pork knuckle. It's a beautiful dish.
Benny,
I hope you guys are around for a big old knuckle.
But love, a sauerkraut.
Love a big pork knuckle.
Sauerkraut. Leberkäse.
This is the podcast intro where we introduce what we had on the show and tell people what's coming up.
Oh,
no, I was just going to say, because you listened this morning, what's coming up on the show today?
Alpha Bucks.
No,
we don't put that in the podcast, do we? No. To be honest, I have been away, so I have missed a big chunk of the show. So what are the best bits?
Were you in Germany this morning or something?
Yeah, just flew in this morning.
Oh, okay.
I was having a litre of beers.
Poop on over to Berlin.
The Weissbier.
I don't like Weissbier.
Why?
Because it's too heavy. It's too hoppy for me.
Oh, German beer is great.
It's a wheat beer.
Benny, we spoke about
still happy.
Ellie's a new M.
I love Jamie.
Ellie's a new M. She's been asked, I'm not joking, to be an ambassador for a company.
What company?
Something to do with something we did on the show last week, and I'm not happy about it.
I'm just thinking what you guys have done recently. Ferrets. Oh, the fart
ferrets.
Stuff.
The ferrets were like a year ago. How often do you listen to our show?
Sporadically. You're not that good.
Once a year.
They're bad news. I just let them do their own thing. Fart stuff. Did you get... Is it those undies that stop the smell of farts?
No.
Is that the company?
No, though I should get one of those for my boyfriend.
Great idea. Oh, Benny, we spoke about airbrushing your baby photos. Almost 1 year old. Would you do that to Evie?
No, she's beautiful. You wouldn't do that.
Well, no, but she's got conjunctivitis at the moment, right? I was actually going to get you on to talk about this.
She may as well do it now.
The chunkies.
Right? If you get a photo of her and she looks stunning in it, but there's conjunctivitis coming down the cheek, would you airbrush it out?
No. Why would you do that?
People
know.
Do it.
My bubs. No, she's gorgeous even with the gunk in her eyes. No, you wouldn't do that.
So
that's
biased.
Just being silly. Some parents, what's that?
You're
no,
so
but
biased.
It's just who would do that?
We have one call opposite to you that comes through.
Yeah.
I also say I do it to my kids, but we all know that I'm pretty shallow and I do that anyway.
That's ridiculously shallow.
Well, this intro is longer than every break in the show.
Yeah.
So.
All right, here comes a 2-minute podcast. Thanks very much.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Bye.
How do you say listeners? Do we know how to say listeners?
No, my German's a bit broken.
Listen.
My God.
Have
can you just
listening.
Roll the tape? It's got to go.
Ciao. That's the wrong language, right?
This is... Are we ready?
The Catch Up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
You know how, we're in radio, which I guess makes us put a little bit in the public eye. You know, we got a bit of a brand, we got a bit of a rep to uphold.
Yeah, we're famous.
And we're not famous. That's not the word
I use.
No,
we're super famous.
No.
I can't walk down the streets, man.
We're also at the start of our careers, so who knows how big our career could get, right? We could end up doing breakfast television, you know?
We absolutely could.
We could be the new Koshy and Sam.
We absolutely could. How good would that be?
So moves that we make at this stage in our career could come back to bite us. And that's why I want to talk about this. I have received a call after you and I did the farty party on the radio last week.
Yeah, if you missed it, Ellie announced live on the radio, she does indeed fart. We threw a huge party for it.
Okay, no, I announced that once in my life I'd done one.
You just admitted to it again.
No, girls don't do that, but once I did. Anyway, we posted that video online. It went quite well. It was a bit of fun, and I thought that was the end of it. No, because yesterday I get a call from a media company saying, hey, Ellie, we'd really like you to be in this new ad that we're doing. And the ad is for a toy named Fart Ninja.
Yeah.
They want me to be the face of their Fart Ninja campaign.
You know what? That actually sounds like a stitch up I'd play on you.
Right. So have you teed this up?
Did you believe it when you got the call?
Yes.
Because I've got an announcement for you.
Stop it.
Nah, I wasn't. This is dead
serious. This is legit.
No, I've never heard of this.
So I'm supposed to like...
I'm dead serious. I don't nothing to do with this. You're actually going to be an ambassador for a fart ninja.
Yes.
What does a fart ninja do?
It makes fart noises. It's a toy. It's a figurine.
Hang on.
Apparently, it's the next big thing in toys.
So you are the fart ninja now.
I am the fart ninja.
You will
this
never.
This is what my life has come to.
Well, you and I will never be the Koshi and Sam if you're the fart ninja.
I know. Imagine. Like, finally. Imagine if I win, like, an award for journalism or something. You know, like, I've got a journalism degree. What if I put that to use one day and then at my acceptance speech, I get up on stage and someone in the crowd starts playing these? You know, like, oh, that's that chick. She's a fart ninja chick.
You'll never get a gold logo. You'll never get a radio award. Why did she not win that one? Because she did this fart ninja thing. Hope you're getting paid a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. I mean, $20.
Oh, that'll do.
That'll do it.
It's worth it to be the fart ninja.
Watch this space, guys. The fart ninja on your radio from 6 every day.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
A very interesting article was published this morning by Take 5 magazine.
Oh, my favourite.
Premier read, that's for sure. It is the nationwide search is underway to find Australia's hottest radio hunk.
Yeah, it is. Here we go, guys. This is my time to shine.
I love this article so much. So it starts off by saying, whoever coined the term a face fit for radio must not have met the men of the Aussie airwaves. There are some real hunks in studios across the nation.
Well, let's just confirm something. There's some real ugly ones as well.
Yeah, no, they're all hunks.
Lucky for you, though, in this studio, it definitely isn't one of them.
Well, basically, Take 5 magazine are asking listeners all around Australia to vote on who, in their words, turns their dial up to the max.
Okay. Name one person who beats me on this list around here.
Well, they've shortlisted it to 20 people.
You've seen some of the other guys around this region, Victoria and stuff. They've got nothing on me.
I know the radio industry well. I've been in it for 6 or 7 years now. I get it. There's a lot of hunky dudes around.
But there's
the
only
ones
one
that
Josiah.
Have made the top 20. Brendan Favola cracks it in.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not bad.
Top 20, I guess. Maybe at 20.
Yeah. What about 48-year-old Dave Hughes? Our very own Hughesy and Kate.
I don't know if he's, top 20 is a big stretch for Hughesy. I guess he might be some people's cup of tea.
He's
not
hunky.
A bad. Yeah, you can give him a hunk title.
He's funny. He can make you laugh.
He can.
What about Grant Denyer?
Not bad. He's all right. I don't think he's a supermodel by any chance.
Okay. The list gets even more interesting. Mick Malloy cracks
come
it on.
On
there.
This is stupid.
Yeah.
Have you seen Mick?
Yeah, I've seen him. I'm not here to comment on the level of hunkiness. I'm just here to inform you.
Maybe it's just their sense of humour, like you said, because Mick's very funny. But
yeah.
Come on.
What about Kyle Sanderlands? He's made it on too.
Good-looking
dude.
He looks like Santa Claus. He looks like a washed-up Santa Claus after having too much milk and cookies as he comes down your chimney, except he wouldn't get down your chimney. I do like Kyle, though.
This one's hot. Do you remember the former Fremantle Dockers captain, Sean McManus?
Oh, from Perth.
From Perth? He's made the cut.
He's ripped.
Oh, he's got a good rig, I tell you what.
He looks like he's got a fake tan and dyes his hair, though.
No, I follow him on Instagram. Shawnee, you're doing things to me with the recent gym selfies you're posting.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So where am I?
Oh, well, I'm getting to that. Just a couple more. 64-year-old Ray Hadley has made the list.
No, he hasn't.
Yeah. And there's heaps more. I won't go into too much detail.
Hang on. Ray Hadley can't make the top 20. Sure.
Yeah, he has. He's a hunk. He's a bona fide hunk, according to Take 5 magazine. There's one name that's missing from this list, Josiah.
Tommy Little?
Yes, actually. He hasn't made the cut, surprisingly enough, because he's hard.
What about one of those peanuts from Triple M?
No, there's some Triple M guys on there, don't worry.
The one name. Here we go. Am I on there?
That is missing from the hottest radio hunks in Australia list. There is no Josiah Sharla.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Sorry, bud, you haven't made the cut. You are not one of Australia's hottest radio hunks that are turning people's dials up to the max.
Are you telling me that Kyle
Sanderlands, Ray Hadley, Mick Malloy, Dave Hughes, they're all hunkier than you?
This is one of those moments in my career where I either walk out the studio and never return, or I take it on board and I treat it as a humbling experience.
Yeah.
Unlike them, they're all really good at radio.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just suited more to TV.
Mate, if you're not even the hottest guy in radio, you're not going to be the hottest in TV.
Oh, help me, somebody. Oh,
thank you, Take 5 Magazine. You've not made happy. My day.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Who's my favourite singer in the world, Ellie?
Probably, is it me, just generally?
Not E-Chain when she comes out. It's Dua Lipa. This girl is amazing. She's a good Albanian girl as well. Fun fact, both from the same town.
Such a fun fact.
You know another fun fact?
What, BB Rex is from there too?
Yeah, that's true. And Rita Ora. Not going to be hanging out with her at a festival in August. Can't wait for that.
Cool.
So that's why I want to talk to her. She's in a bit of trouble at the moment though. She's hit back at some fans because she posted a couple of weeks ago a photo of herself as a baby.
Yep.
And in the photo, she's got big lips. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Babies can have big lips. It's your genetics, how you're born. Some of the comments though, and it wasn't just a couple of comments, everyone was jumping on board saying, why Photoshop the lips, girl? You don't need this.
Another people think she's Photoshopped her own baby's photos.
They are huge. Like, I've seen the photo. They're massive.
Yeah.
Someone goes, Photoshopping baby pictures is a whole new level. Why are you doing this? Girl, I can't believe you do this. WTF. She's hit back, though, and I think, too, we spoke about on the show this time yesterday.
Yeah.
She's hit back at people that are accusing you of saying, why would I do this? Mind your own business and get stuffed. I have not done it.
Do you know what? I've just Googled Dua Lipa baby lips. They do look awfully unnatural.
Oh, they do. But you know what? Like
they look
say?
Like a pair of sausages on her face.
Yeah, look at my lips. They're just good, strong Albanian lips. That's what she has.
Albanian lips. You're disgusting.
But I do want to talk about it this morning because even though she's come out and said she obviously doesn't Photoshop the lips, would you still, theoretically, if you're a parent with a kid and you're putting up, because we know how much people are proud about putting their baby photos up.
Yeah.
Maybe there's something you don't quite like about the picture of your baby. Would you Photoshop?
Oh, especially like when they first come out. You know how, because like babies look like a bit of an alien when they first come out.
Babies are ugly. Let's be honest.
Like newborns, ugly.
Parents, be honest. My parents were. I was an ugly kid. Yeah. I've seen photos of me as a kid. I was ugly. And you know what I like about my parents?
Is that you haven't grown out of that
and you're still ugly.
Ugly.
No, my mum came out and said, yeah, I've got an ugly baby.
Yeah. Well,
but look
good.
At me now. I blossomed.
There you go.
Most kids,
see?
You know what? I reckon the ugliest babies turn into the best looking humans when they're older. Just be a little bit honest with yourselves. Don't get me wrong. There are babies out there that are cute.
Yeah.
But many of them aren't.
Yeah. Okay. 13, 12, 16. Is there going to be someone out there who admits to this? Did you airbrush your baby photos? Either photos of you as a kid or photos of your kid?
Maybe it's like your kid's scrunching its forehead or something and has really bad lines or something. You're like, oh, I don't want people to think my kid's already got wrinkles, and you like brush it so he looks back to a baby face.
Wrinkles?
I don't think I have a problem with this.
With airbrushing your baby photos?
Yeah,
the king of filtering.
Well, yeah, obviously. I put on a six pack of abs on my stomach every single day. But I think if you're a parent, I'm not against it. Brushing lips and stuff. You know, it's a bit far, but if you're just getting rid of some lines here or there, if there's, you know what, if your kid's got a pimple on their face, get rid of it, guys.
What?
We don't want to see it.
Are you kidding me? Oh my God, you're making me so angry.
13, 12, 16, parents, get involved. I want to speak to someone that has done it. Or if you're against it, have a go at me.
If you have, we won't judge you, but we do.
No, I'm on board.
Give us a call. Keely from Tat, have you done this? Are you someone who touches up their airbrushed baby photos?
I have done it to my kids. He's very beautiful, don't get me wrong, but he pulled a really funny face and my sister said he looked like there's something wrong with him, but it was a really good group photo and so I did fix it a little bit, and then I have another time we went and got professional photos done, but the day before the cat scratched his face, so I blurred the scratch out. But you know what? That was for my first kid. Now I don't even bother. Baby number three is ugly in every photo, but I don't care. It's gorgeous to me.
It's just a reflection on our society, I reckon. Now that, you know, Instagram and Facebook photos is what everyone sees and is everyone's go-to, you may as well make them look good, don't you reckon, Keely?
Oh, yeah, but at the same time, first kid, you feel very judged. Third kid, you know what you're doing. You don't care what people think.
Oh, God. Is that why I turned out the way I did? Because I'm the third child in my family. My parents just didn't care. You should see my baby photos. I am ugly.
Yeah.
Keely's...
I kind of wish we didn't have this technology because everything would be raw, but you know, whatever.
I know, it's a sad reflection of the world, but it's kind of like parents when you hear when they have their first baby, you drive 1 kilometre an hour back from the hospital back to your house. By your second or third kid, you're just flying over those bumps at 50 kilometres an hour. Who cares?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And they scream the whole driving. You don't pull over and put the dummy in. You
just Lesson learnt the first time.
Are we ready?
The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie. Solving life's biggest mysteries.
Oh, no.
With Josiah and Ellie.
Yeah, this is our segment where we break down life's biggest mysteries, just like last week, Ellie, where we figured out why we turned down the radio when looking for a car spot.
Oh,
mystery
yeah.
solved.
I mean, you said, Ellie, why do you think we do this? And I said, is it to concentrate better? And you said, yeah, that's pretty much what scientists say.
Yeah, well, it's good to have the proof backed by science. Okay, you know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
This week's a bit of fun. It involves an experiment.
Oh, good.
Are you excited for this?
Yeah.
I heard once that you can put a pin through a balloon without it popping. So
okay.
I'm going to put it to the test. Now, I'm scared of balloons popping, so I'm going to get you to do it.
That is so surprising. You're not scared of
now,
anything.
Now, take this pin, which is actually just a, what do you call a paper clip that's been folded up. What
it's not I've a very done, sharp pin. Ooh.
No. Oh, sorry, yeah, you're not meant to touch that
Why
end.
Is it slimy?
There's oil down one end. That's part of the experiment.
Gosh,
yeah,
okay.
That's why I gave you that end.
Okay.
So I've dipped one end in oil. I've got two balloons here for you, which have been blown up. They're leftovers from our farty party on Friday.
Yep.
And what I'm going to do is get you to stick the pin through the end of the balloon, but not the end where you tie it, the end where it's all...
The opposite end.
The dark end.
The dark... What do you mean the dark end? Okay, so looking at the balloon now, there is the end that you tie it, and on the opposite side, there's, I guess, the excess
That's what I'm saying.
Balloon.
It's the dark patch. What happens if this doesn't work? I mean, lots of mysteries haven't been solved on this show before.
Yeah,
so
mean,
put the oil end of the paper clip
yep.
into the pointy bit of the balloon. Let's see if this works this morning, Golden Valley. Please... You gotta,
it's so slimy, Josiah.
Just hold, be firm and put it straight in the hole.
That's what she said. Oh, God. Oh, God, I'm kind of scared.
Come on,
oh,
you can
on.
Do
I'll
it.
Get, I'll get it on the camera so the camera can
Fun
see
game's
it
a short game, isn't it? Is that the quote?
Okay, are we ready? 3, 2, 1. I'm still... Oh, God, I'm so scared.
Go on hard. She can't get it in, guys. Oh, no.
It popped.
Are you kidding me? Hang on, hang on. Take two. One more chance.
Ew, and do you know what? It's wet inside. I just got your spit on me.
What? We have one more opportunity. Otherwise, this is
Josiah,
a failure.
It's a failure. Sticking a needle into a balloon is going to pop it. Okay.
It's not. I've seen videos.
All right. Well, the videos you've seen.
All right. Here we go. Take two, Golden Valley.
3, 2.
Oh, it nearly worked.
Yeah, I think I just missed.
Hold on. I dropped it.
Oh, this is a
disaster.
This is
I'm
really upset. Not many of our mysteries have failed, but this might be one of them.
3, 2.
Oh, it's worked.
Oh, my God, it worked.
I told you.
Oh, my God, it worked.
Put it in some more. Hold it up to the camera. Okay, Ellie has a pin in the inside of the balloon. The balloon is whole.
Stop it.
See, you stuffed a lot. Look at it.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable.
This is a big moment in our radio career. Look, it's all the way through it.
Yeah, you can poke it out the other end, they reckon, as well, if the clip's not long enough. But wow. All right, Golden Valley.
Josiah.
Mystery officially solved.
Do you know what? I'm
going
to give you a ding. Congrats. That's awesome.
Thanks. Thanks for your help with the experiment.
Oh, my God.
Sorry about the spit all over your arms, though.
I know. It's disgusting. All right, we will have a video of that up on our socials very soon. Hit GB on Instagram. Hit Golden Valley on Facebook.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, Ellie, let's go around the world this morning.
So these popsicles are weird.
What in the world?
It's Josiah and Ellie's Weird Around the World. All around
the world. Let's go straight to Florida this morning, where a man claims, has this, to have seen Endgame, the Avengers movie, 110 times already.
Oh, this is... I feel like Weird Around the World shouldn't be Weird Around the World. It should just be Weird in Florida, because all these stories come from Florida.
They do. His name is Augustin Alanis.
Augustin.
Is that not the most American name you've ever read?
No, it kind of sounds like Augustus Gloop.
German.
Yeah. Augustin Alanis. Okay.
So he's posted to Twitter his movie tickets, claiming that he's been in every single one of them.
So... Sorry, he's going to the actual cinemas to
see
this.
Yeah, to see it. It's only just come out, a month or so ago.
Isn't that the one that goes for like 3 hours?
It does. So someone's actually broken down, listen to this, how much time he's seen it. So if he's seen it 110 times, which is a Guinness World Record, he's made it in the book, that means he would have seen it just under 2.4 times per day he would have had to see in the movie.
Ugh, which that's like a full day's work.
7.28 hours a day of watching Avengers for 46 consecutive days, which is how long the movie's been out.
Oh, Augustine.
So he, for 46 days, has been in the movies for 7.28 hours. That is beyond OCD weird level. You would think he'd know the words off by heart.
Oh, 100%. How could you not? Do you reckon he's concentrating every time, or do you reckon he's like having a nap?
Or has his phone out or something?
Yeah.
Hey, not to mention, the movies are expensive.
I was about to say. You want to be 18 loaded. Bucks a pop-ish?
Let's go 18 bucks times 110. How much is that?
$1,980 off the top of my head.
So roughly, he's spent about $2,000 Australian on movies in 46 days. Who has the spare money for that?
Augustine.
Augustine.
But the thing is, he obviously doesn't have a job. So where is he getting his money from?
Is there a movie that you've seen? Like, I haven't actually seen the Avengers yet, but is there something you have seen where, especially when you're kids, you do it a lot where you've seen the same thing over and over and over?
I've seen Mean Girls a fair few times. Wouldn't come close to 110, though.
How many do you reckon, though?
No, maybe 10. I watch TV shows more. Like, what? Every time I bring my laptop into work, what's on the homepage?
Oh, that's all right. You've seen, what do you call it? You're always Family Guy? No, that's someone else. What do you have?
Friends. I've seen every episode of Friends, I reckon, at least 10 times.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's a lot of episodes as well.
Yeah, exactly.
When I was younger, Robin Hood, the first ever cartoon, I reckon I've seen that at least 110 times as well. Every day after school or after daycare, I'd make Mum put it on for me on the VHS. Shrek 1. 50 times minimum.
Oh,
Toy Story 1, minimum 50 times. God. Used to be able to quote every word as a kid.
Your childhood sounds sad.
It was a bit of fun. This morning, get involved, Golden Valley, though. 13, 12, 16 is our number.
Mm.
What movie have you seen multiple times?
Yeah. Let's go to Justin from Echuca. Justin, is there one you've seen heaps, bud?
Yeah, and I think I've seen it too young, maybe, but Rocky Horror Picture Show, because Mum always put it on when she was doing the ironing when I was a kid.
You reckon you could quote some of the lyrics off by heart now that you've gotten older, or was it something as a kid that you just knew?
No, it's ingrained. It's in my brain. I could probably recite most of the movie.
So if I were to play this to you, do you know, does that like trigger you a little bit?
It does.
In a good way or a bad? In a nightmare way or?
a little bit of both, actually. I don't know how to feel.
Isn't it super weird? I don't think I've ever seen it, but isn't it like a bit of a weird movie?
It's a ridiculously weird movie. Yeah. I didn't realise till I was a bit older that I probably shouldn't have been watching it at 7.
All right. Well, just for your sake, here we go. I'm just going to crank it for a hot second. Oh, I mean, I'd watch this multiple times, 100%. Beautiful. Thanks so much for your call this morning, Justin.
Cheers, guys. Have a good one.
All right, let's go to Nathan from Kyabram. Nath, what movie have you seen multiple times, bud?
The Lion King as a kid.
What a movie, mate. How many times do you reckon over the years you end up seeing it?
I actually had it on VHS too, so it was bought to me 5 times. I actually watched it that much. Had 5 different videos of it, so...
You had 5?
What, because it kept breaking after you'd seen it 1,000 times?
My dad actually taught me how to use the video player so he didn't have to get out of bed to turn it on each morning for me.
Nathan, in your defence, mate, one of the greatest movies of all time.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, loved it.
Are you excited?
Loved it.
Are you excited for the new one coming out this year?
Yeah, I'm touch and go. I'm a bit old school, so I like the old one. So it's a little bit, is it going to be as good or...
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, fair enough. I feel a bit the same. I'm like, don't ruin it for me. All right, Nath, well, before you go, I've got one thing for you, and that is... Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase. Thanks so much for your call this morning.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, I've got a bit of a public service announcement that the Greater Shepparton City Council want to make, and that is that they're encouraging people to get rid of their electronic waste before July 1st. So your phones, anything that's electronic, basically, items with a plug, a battery or a cord, you can't put them in your curbside bins as of July 1st.
What if I want to keep it and make phone calls and send texts to people?
Well, that you get you obviously aren't, okay, you're not understanding what I'm saying. It's not waste then if you still want to use it.
Oh, so you're really old ones.
So it's when you want to get rid of them. Yeah.
Oh, because yeah. I've still got every, I've had iPhones since I was probably since 07, 08.
Oh, how long ago is that? Someone was doing all right for themselves as a 20-year-old.
So 12 years of iPhones I've got stored up. I've kept every single one.
Yeah, okay.
But I plan on it because I want to sell them one day when they're a vintage piece. But I see a great idea anyway. Okay. So what, they charge us to take your metal, is that right?
Yeah, no, they're going to be, I think they're going to be making bins, like designated e-waste drop-off points.
Great idea.
Yeah, so get around that when it comes into play. But in the meantime, you should see this article that's been written by the Shep News, right? There's a photo attached to this e-waste article, and it's of the oldest phone I've ever seen in my life. It's like got to be a Nokia one.
Wait, is it the one? Because if you see those ones from the late 80s, early 90s, they're like the size of your head and they're like holding it with two hands up to their ear just to use it.
Oh, it's not that big. It's a Nokia of some description. It's like handheld.
Could you play Snake on it? Is it that old?
You could definitely play Snake.
That is the 3310. That's probably the most famous phone of all time. That okay. My parents had one. I reckon I spent hours and hours playing Snake on that thing. And I finished Snake once, I believe. What a phone.
That is a big achievement. Well done for finishing.
Thanks. Yeah, I was very good at it.
Quite proud of you. But it got me thinking, does anyone still use those phones? Is there anyone in the Goulburn Valley who still uses one of those Nokia little old school phones from the late 2000s, early 2000s even?
Yeah, if you have the original.
Yeah.
100%. They were talking about remaking them recently because so many people are sick of the iPhones because there's too much on there, there's too much this, that, and the other. All people want to do is send a basic text and make calls. So if you still have one of those ones,
yeah,
unbelievable.
Yeah, I know. I want to talk to you if this is you. I want to question you about your life because this is huge if you're still using it. And I might need to encourage you to maybe go to one of these e-waste deposit spots because you don't need that phone. Like, get an iPhone.
It's probably that old that's got asbestos in it.
I know. It's probably that old that, like, this is the ringtone.
Ding, 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 ding.
If we can find someone with a crazy frog ringtone as well, 13, 12, 16. Oh, God, it's annoying, isn't it?
If you still have a flip-phone Motorola.
Yes!
Which I did
have. A Motorazr. Remember those ones?
I got in trouble because I broke my phone because I had this weird OCD habit where with the flip phone, I used to spin it up in the air until it would unfold and then I'd put it straight to my ear.
Oh, you would have got all the chicks doing that.
Because I was a legend. Just flip it straight to the ear. Hello, Josiah speaking.
13, 12, 16. Give us a call this morning, GV. Are you someone who still uses a very, very old school phone? We want to hear from you. We've got a message to the Hit Goulburn Valley Insta from Chris, and there might be a reason that our phones aren't ringing off the hook, Josiah.
Well, A, no one listens to us, but what's the B?
He says, old school phones don't work anymore. They turned off the 2G network, so everything prior to 2003 is completely useless as of last year.
You're kidding me. So you can't make phone calls or text on them?
Nah.
Can you play Snake, though?
Yeah, surely like the 2004 versions you can play Snake on.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
It's breaking news late-ish last night or yesterday evening about a police incident unfolding in Barnawatha, Barnawatha North, I should say. And so we thought we'd get our local Goulburn Valley reporter from Channel 9, Lexi Junawick, on to have a little chat about it. Morning, Lexi.
Hey, guys. Yeah, so incredibly dramatic scenes late afternoon and into the evening. Two terrorist suspects actually intercepted by police near a petrol station in Barnawatha North, which is near Wodonga, about 20 minutes away. Local police tried to intercept them near a petrol station. They didn't stop, continued in their car to a campground, and then got into a tense standoff with police, rammed a police car, allegedly. And then one of them got out with what's believed to be a tomahawk and a knife and threatened police. And at that point, they shot him. And then the second man also was in a tense standoff with police for a certain amount of time, and then he was shot as well. So incredible, scenes there in what is otherwise known as a very quiet part of the world.
It is. Yeah, very. I was driving back from Albury yesterday, Lex, and saw the police sirens everywhere. I'm like, what's going on? Put on the radio and it came on not long after. The two men survived. They're in hospital in Melbourne at the moment under police watch. They're also brothers. Do we know any other details about the guys?
We know they're 19 and I think 30 or 31 and... What we do know is that they have bikie links, we think, but other than that, We haven't got any names or anything like that yet, but it's believed they were staying at that campground where the kind of incident came to a head.
Interesting.
Yeah, right. And the reports are saying this morning that they're not believing it to be terror-related anymore, even though they were investigating these two for being low on the terrorist watch list.
Yeah. So it's a bit of not an odd one, but interesting that they were terror suspects, but on kind of like the low watch list level. But police aren't treating this incident as terror, an act of terror. It's more violence against police.
Yeah.
Right. So they haven't been charged yet, but they're expected to be later this afternoon. So.
Interesting. The fact, though, that the counter-terrorism police were going to look for them to chat to them is interesting as well. I heard, I don't know if you can confirm, that they'd just come out of jail recently and they had been radicalised by extremists in there. That's why they were on the low watch list?
Well, that is what reports are saying. Everything from The Age to The Herald Sun are reporting that. So I think that it would be safe to say that they've definitely will come out of jail and then in that time obviously become radicalised, and it's come to this, which is, incredible.
Yeah, it's a bizarre reaction to just police approaching them. So interesting story, and I guess that we'll hear more as the day goes on. But thank you for joining us this morning, Lexi.
Thank you, guys.
You'll have to give us an update. Yeah, give us an update tomorrow when you're in for your actual segment.
Oh, yeah, your GV
exactly
rap.
That's right.
You got
exactly
some good stories for us for tomorrow?
Oh, you know, I've got some happy ones, hopefully.
Okay.
Oh, good. And you know the rules, Lex, bring in a coffee for us, yeah?
Yeah, cheers to that.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lexi.
You guys.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie. Miss something or want to hear it again?
Get the catch up at hits.com.au. Or download the Hit app.